well. I watched a lot of baseball, watched all three of the Braves games. And, you know, I'm not surprised. Those are two mediocre teams having bad seasons in Boston and in Atlanta. And you kind of, when you watch those games, understand why. Both those lineups are not what they thought or what they need them to be. There's just too many holes in that lineup. Braves offensively are a complete middle-of-the-road team. And I think it's a real frustrating weekend when you lose 2 out of 3 to Boston at home. You lose 2 out of 3 to San Diego at home. Where were we last week?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia. So you salvaged, I guess, the last game of that series.
Yep.
But, you know, can we'll ask the question later, too, but can Atlanta live with just an ordinary summer of baseball? And when I say an ordinary summer of baseball, it's, you know, we're a rootable team. You know, you still have your stars, Acuna and Olsen and Austin and Ozzy, but we're not special. There's just nothing special right now about the Braves. Although Spencer Schwellenbach, now that was special. That was special. When a guy's throwing 100 miles an hour and has 4 or 5 of his fastest pitches ever in the majors, doesn't have a walk, has 11 Ks. Red Sox, you could have given him 20 innings. They would have not hit him the other day.
6 1/3, 11 strikeouts, no walks, and I think only 5 hits.
So then when you say Schwellenbach, Sale, Strider, and then you think of the lineup, even though the lineup is not quite what it's been, you go, like, why not us? But the body of work, I mean, we're starting to get deeper into this thing to say, you know, and it's a couple of years now since that monstrous offensive explosion in 2023, you're kind of sitting back and going, maybe this is just, you know, it's a little stale. That lineup is stale. The injuries obviously has hurt overall, right? And it just was one of those weekends. It just was not coming together.
So what do? Do you make a change? Try to make a splash acquisition?
I think you need to hope that Jerks and Profar gives you a big-time lift. And that you start to add, you know, some offensive punch. Let me just say this about Alex Verdugo and Eli White and Nick Allen. And now it's Luke Williams, I guess, who's up there, right? And you know, that's based on some injuries and everything else. These are just
guys.
Average. They're just guys. And Michael Harris is as good a center field as you ever see. But offensively, you can't count on him either. So, like, you start to see that this lineup, where it used to be so damn scary to face, because the bottom of the order.
The lineup used to just be relentless.
Yeah, and Acuna would get up at the leadoff spot, and he'd have guys on all the time, because the bottom of our order was just. And now you can pitch down to the bottom of our order. Obviously, there's a reason most of these guys. Alex Verdugo's on his 4th major league team in 4 years. That's not a guy that is going to impact you offensively for long. He can come up and be effective. Eli White, you could say the same about him. You know, Nick Allen is a great defensive shortstop, which you can handle if the rest of the guys are hitting. So it was a very disappointing weekend. And to watch them go down in 2 hours and 15 minutes yesterday.
Just get mowed down.
Yeah, I know it was an elite pitcher throwing for Boston, but, like, it's just, are you able to handle and just say, I like our baseball team, this is not our year, and then a big, what do we say when you go to the doctor annually, you know, it's a full.
Big checkup.
Yeah, saying where are
physical.
We?
Physical, big physical.
Where are we since the World Series? Where are we? Early playoff exits. You know, not healthy at the end of the year. Sometimes you can't control that. But what's happening this year? And again, as much as I say, I've got to believe what I watch day in and day out after this many games in. When I watch Spencer Schwellenbach, when I watch him on Saturday and I watch Sale against the Phillies, and I got to believe Spencer Strider, what we know what's coming, you kind of say, you got to hang in there, right, with this
unit. You got to hang in there. And the question for Braves fans is not, you know, are you ready for an average summer? But if things stay as the status quo, if nothing changes, if there's no acquisition, if they're not active in the free agent market or the trade market before the deadline, and things stay the same, are you okay with that?
Yeah, and again,
because if they make the changes, or if Alex Anthopoulos gets aggressive and they bring in a splash and acquisition trade, and they make a trade, and things do stay the same, at least as a Braves fan, you can say, well, we tried.
But then you're trading prospects,
right?
You're trading prospects.
The future changes.
In a 2025 season where nothing about this season is proven that we're going to be in the mix. Nothing about it. You started 0-7, right? You started 0-7, and now you're pretty much been a 500 team since then. So then the question is, with four games under 500, is this really the time to trade prospects? And I'll just say this. You get in the postseason, and the Phillies are staring it down, or the Cubbies are staring it down, or the Padres, and going, oh, damn, it's Chris Sale, Spencer Strider and Spencer Schwellenbach. This is going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
Like, that alone would suggest find your way in. Just find your way, which is kind of why every game seems to have more urgency, right?
I think last year on opening day, John Smoltz was on these airwaves with you and I, and we had simply asked him what's going to be the difference come September, October, and he very simply said pitching.
Yeah, and health. And that's what you didn't have last year when Chris Sale couldn't even go after being healthy all of last year. So the Braves sit 9.5 back of the Mets, who are hot again. The Mets have won 8 out of 10. The Phillies have come back down to earth. By the way, the Phillies were on that 9-game winning streak. And then they lost 1 to Oakland, and now they've lost 4 in a row. So the Braves, they lost every game this weekend in Milwaukee, right? It's a long friggin' season. So they're on that run of 10 out of 11. The Braves beat him in game 2 of the doubleheader with Chris Sale. They haven't won since. But you can't be thinking about winning divisions. You have to be thinking about getting to 500 again.
How about win series?
Yeah, win a series. You lost 4 straight series. Diamondbacks come in just like the Padres. Diamondbacks come in just like the Red Sox. Their worst stretch of the year. The worst stretch of the year for Boston. Total free fall. They win 2 out of 3. The worst stretch of the year for the Padres. They hadn't scored any runs in a week and a half, and they win the series. Now Arizona comes in. You got to win this series.